As he takes the snap, dropping back to pass, looking on the left side, Jake Leach is all over him, wraps him up, and takes him down at the 28-yard line.
Shot there by P.J. Barron, the junior small forward on this team right now. His ability to pull up, he had a guy in his face.
Down with the rebound. He is fouled, puts up a shot, and it goes in. So a chance for a three-point play from the man who just checked in.
This is an inside look into WHJE's sports department. This department is responsible for anything sports-related at the high school. They broadcast games and matches, produce interviews with players and coaches, and conduct two different sports talk shows on Thursdays and Saturdays. Their presence at the station is huge, bringing in listeners who are interested in the sports life here at the high school. And their presence within the station is certainly strong as well.
We have a great swagger about us. We show up...
Huge traps.
Yeah, we show up to these sporting events, and as soon as we walk in, people are just kind of like... Whoa.
This is a look into a WHJE sports broadcaster's experience here at the station and what it means to be a part of this group. Announcing games is their first priority in what we would call routine work. There is usually two or three games a week, and each member is required to announce their assigned sport and their assigned position for each game. So what is a normal game time routine for the sports department? Sam Wiederhaft, a third-year member on staff, is certainly an expert on the subject.
Yeah, typical game day, I'll probably arrive at the studio about 2 hours before game time, kind of finish up my prep work, print out my last sheets, and put them in my notebook. I head down to the court or to the stadium, kind of look over my notes again, and then get pregame show started about 30 minutes before game time. And then from then on, it's just a constant motion. You're just constantly announcing the game, getting up notes, playing off your color announcer. You never really know what to expect during game time.
So regarding announcing, there are the two positions Sam just talked about, play-by-play and color. These each have specific roles during the game.
The color announcer's job is basically just to describe the play after it happened. The play-by-play person's job is just to describe the action live as it's happening.
While announcing is the most important role of the department, they also produce many projects behind the scenes. Jack Kaiser, the sports department manager, assigns each member different tasks each quarter.
We produce a variety of sports content. We usually try to get a lot of interviews with various athletes around the high school especially, and then college or professionals if they present themselves to us. We try to do sports features, so we'll interview or choose a certain topic to sort of hone in on and try to dissect that a little bit more. We also give sports casts where we give recaps of the week-to-week sports games in Carmel High School.
There are currently two different levels within the sports department, second and third years, and each group has different responsibilities. Griffin Gonzalez is a second year at WHJE, and he has been gaining experience before he becomes a full-time sports broadcaster on the station next year.
This past year has really been a learning process, learning from the older seniors and letting their leadership kind of teach me what the program expects of them. And for me in the future with Ben and Leo next year, it's going to be hard to continue that legacy, but it's certainly going to be something we're going to work really hard to do. And we're going to try to continue the tradition of this program and make it great as usual.
So what will the department look like next year? Leo Robleski is looking to take on Jack's role next year as manager, and he is excited for what's to come.
Next year, we have a lot of young people coming up in the program, such as Griffin Gonzalez and Ben McDonald. And people like those are really going to be able to contribute to the community. They're going to have a lot of experience calling those games. Next year is definitely going to be a lot of fun with those guys.
So what makes the sports department so special? Their dedication to their jobs and their commitment to the athletes at Carmel High School is so important to our community. Jake Leach and Brady Klain, senior members of the department, are both passionate about what they do here.
As an athlete at Carmel and in middle school, I've had probably 100 games that I've played and broadcasted. But it's really cool because it kind of gives high school sports a sense of being professional, and I don't know, it's just a lot of fun. So I think a lot of people really appreciate what we do here, and a lot of people don't understand the amount of time and effort that we put into this. I mean, we're out here on Saturday nights going and broadcasting basketball games and riding the bus on Friday nights, taking time out of our weekends, and it's really great, and I think it's something special here that what the sports department does. So
it's so great. We broadcast all the basketball games and football games mainly, but what's awesome is we're able to appeal to the smaller sports too, like the lacrosse and soccer and baseball and softball. So really every major sport at Carmel that is being played. We're covering it. We're either broadcasting it or just reporting about it. So it's awesome to have all these sports that we're able to cover.
Overall, the sports department at WHJE is a close-knit, hardworking group that is always working to provide the latest in sports news. From game announcing live to interviewing behind the scenes, each member strives to create an environment for listeners to be involved with anything and everything in Carmel sports. You can find all of their various shows, projects, and games online at WHJE.com, and make sure to tune into their live events on the station. This has been Maggie Paul for WHJE, and for more stories like this one, visit WHJE.com.
Big three for life.